Yesterday, there was news on two federal lawsuits filed by Pebble against the EPA. The earlier dismissal of one case was upheld by an appeals court, and oral arguments were heard on whether or not to dismiss a second case. Judge H. Russell Holland in Anchorage promised a decision on that motion to dismiss in the near future. As long as that case remains open, the Environmental Protection Agency has been ordered not to take any further action restricting mining activity like Pebble in the Bristol Bay watershed. But this morning, another case involving Pebble also made news. The Alaska Supreme Court reversed a lower court's earlier ruling in favor of Pebble and the state of Alaska that had held public notice need not be given for some mineral exploration. The plaintiffs in the case are Rick Del Kitty, Violet Wilson, Vic Fisher, Bella Hammond, and Nunaamta Alukastai. Kim Williams is the director of Nunaamta, and she joins me now. Kim, thanks for coming on again.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
So tell me what this ruling means for this case, and how are you receiving it today?
Well, we're extremely happy that the Supreme Court has reversed the Superior Court's decision on Pebble Mine's exploration up at the Pebble site and how the state of Alaska handled the permitting for those temporary land use permits up there, and now they have to allow public notice. And so for Bristol Bay people, we're extremely happy because it's a big step. I mean, we always wanted a process to talk about and to give our input about the drilling, the 1,200 drill sites up there, and we were shut out. And so our only recourse was to take them to court. And, you know, it's been a long time coming, but
well, the initial ruling was not in favor. That's why this went to the Supreme Court, correct?
Right. It wasn't in favor, and Pebble basically tried to go after Vic Fisher and Bella Hammond, and that was in the papers, you know, not about a year ago, I want to say.
Well, let's reiterate that Bella Hammond and Vic Fisher were on the lawsuit along with Nunaamta and some other folks, and explain why Pebble came after them.
Well, they came after them for attorney costs because they won in Superior Court and basically said, we have every right to our attorney fees, and, you know, we have over $1 million of attorney fees, and we have every right to go after them. And we had to appeal it. We really felt that the exploration activities up there required some public notice by the state, and in the end, the Supreme Court agreed with us, and the attorney fees granted us attorney fees, which all has to be figured out in the end, but we're just happy to know that the state has to follow a process. We'll have to develop a process that allows public input.
Well, it has certainly been a busy week for lawsuits regarding Pebble, the state of Alaska, the EPA, and the rest. Do you have it all sorted out at this point, or do you need a few days to digest?
No, I think we all need the weekend to digest. I'm not a lawyer and can't figure out all of the legalese related to these cases. But all I know is it's a good day for Bristol Bay. It's good for us.
Kim Williams is the director of Nunaamta Alukastai. This is Bristol Bay and Beyond. Back in a moment.